And we're back with another podcast, guys, coming in at you hot and steamy because it's fucking hot.
Dude, it's only 70 in here. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Finally turned on the AC in here. Anyways, guys, we got a great podcast. We're back after a month. It's been way too long. Coming at you hot.
Nala says hi.
I talk way too much in this podcast.
You just talk about boring stuff, but that's
okay. I do. Just kind of updating life. And
and we all know that says life is boring.
I'll try to get Tyler to talk more in the next one, but it's a good time. It's a good time talking about what we've been up to a little bit. I even wrote down a couple of points to talk. I'll have to say that for next podcast I get, but a couple little things I wanted to bring up.
Still written down over there?
Yeah, I text them to myself.
Oh.
And to talk about, but we just never got to it. But
yeah, guys, you were too busy just talking about stupid shit.
Stupid shit. Yeah. Good stupid shit. So we got a good breakdown of what this podcast is about, as you can tell. So strap in and let's just get on into it. Please put your seats on your upright position. Put your podcast belts on, and here we go. Unscripted banter with Tyler. Back with another podcast.
Wow, you've been holding that in for a long time.
Oh my gosh,
huh?
For like a month, man. For a month.
Have you been practicing?
Saying that every morning. Every morning I do my stretches, little mouth stretches.
Well, maybe not. You know,
let's not lie.
You know? Let's not do that.
No. How fitting though. 119, the first thing that popped in my head, COVID 119.
Interesting.
How fantastic. You know, I'm always curious about what's going on in the world. So the first thing I do is I pulled up stats. We've been in this world of COVID for so long that Google has like a breakdown of all the information. And I can look at Ohio here and see where all it's been. In fact, Lucas, which the county we're in, is one of the worst counties. Or you might be on the edge of it.
I'm not considered Lucas County, but yeah.
So you're just outside of it. I'm in Lucas, and last I've heard, it's like one of the worst counties.
Well, you live in it,
Most deaths. Oh, yeah. Shut the frick up. But so far, hey, you know, we haven't hit 2,000 deaths.
So where are you pulling your information from here, sir?
This is Google, so I'm guessing that should be. It's like Google's information, so it should be pulling from the main stuff.
What's the main stuff?
So I guess Franklin is now the worst county. So Lucas is down to number 5.
Okay, so where's Franklin at? Franklin's south. Middle of Ohio?
I'm not sure.
Oh, it doesn't have a map?
Down by Columbus. 5 down now at 229. But hey, less than 2,000 deaths in Ohio. Not horrible. That's still horrible.
It's not any good.
It sucks, you know?
It's not good.
I mean, still better chance of dying probably from Franklin. I don't know. I wonder what it ranks.
That's what I thought. Franklin County is Columbus.
I wonder. Probably the point of having more deaths for COVID than the flu. Definitely in the most compact. That's the crazy thing about this virus is how many people it's killed in such a short amount of time. Like just in the States, but U.S. has been the worst.
Yeah,
but there's just so well. Of course, there's all these conspiracies. And then two, like the weird one too, and which can be backed up by a lot of people because everybody's been posting about it on Twitter that they're like they have a grandma that dies of old age or just like say some kind of
anything,
and they'll put on the documentation that it was COVID when it wasn't even COVID. She'd even have COVID, and I mean that there's many people that are like posting that online and saying that that's happening to them, and it's really upsetting them, and it seems like they're trying to doctor the that's just crazy.
The
like,
numbers.
Oh, doctor the numbers. That's insane. Yeah. Like, it's been crazy, but.
I mean, that's why we've been gone for so long.
Oh, because the numbers, yeah, and to think that they're being doctored, like, I mean, like, the deaths, like, that's really messed up. And then they're saying, like, a lot of people are. I mean, like they did out in California, they did a test that like there's so many people that didn't know they had it, you know, so that changes like the percentage of people that are really dying from it. It's really like when they thought it was like 2 or 3%, it was like really like way less than 1%.
Everybody talks about that prison in California, and I don't know if it's true or not, but the prison where 98% of the people in the prison had COVID-19 and they were all asymptomatic.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Just
this is like usually like the regular flu is not asymptomatic like that. I don't think you usually always get.
You'll have symptoms.
Symptoms, sure. Right? This is so crazy. Like, how many diseases are there where you don't have? It's not a common thing for a virus to not have symptomatics, right?
Like, I mean, some people and not kill anybody.
Yeah,
like that's too extreme.
To have side effects and then weird ones too, like people losing taste buds and stuff like that. Like,
you know, lose your taste. Yeah,
that would be pretty rough, and then all kinds of things, but. Man, thankfully and hopefully we're on the downflow and there won't be another spike or whatever. I think one of the main thing is keeping the people safe that are the most vulnerable. Our lives are somewhat getting back to normal. We've got things open. Restaurants are opening, partial capacity.
It's weird, right?
We went, Tyler and I went couch shopping, which ended up being successful. Well, successful for the most part.
Successful. I got a new couch.
You got a new couch, but the couch we both really liked and you really liked, and you're about to pull the trigger on it.
So we go shopping. We're shopping all day this past Saturday. I have been shopping for couches. Nala, get off the new couch.
It was a solid 4 hour plus of us going from one place to another.
Yeah. So, like, the past month, I've literally spent every single day online shopping, looking at couches, looking at looks that I've liked. We spent all day Saturday going to every single furniture store we could find in the area. Finally got to one, and it was like your typical like warehouse type store.
Yeah, warehouse. So they just had them. There was no setup.
Just all lined up.
Just lined up.
Yeah.
Easy to look through.
Very easy. We walked through it a couple times, and there's this one couch that sticks out. It's not what I was going for at all, but it was the perfect size. It was a sectional, which you can't go wrong with a sectional. Mm-hmm. And it was definitely like my color. It was, you know, the rustic brown, you know, like the
it would look the so map.
Yeah, like it would have looked good in here.
It's really good in here.
And we sit on it and, you know, $700. We were like, this
very comfy.
Very comfortable. Like, this is probably it. This is,
yeah.
I think this is it. You know, we've gone to so many other places. I was like, yeah, this is the one. $700, not bad. It'll fit. It's not too big.
At that point, we were probably in there 10, 15 minutes. Mm-hmm.
And on the other couches that are lined up, there's these signs that say sold out on the couch. So they still have the floor model, but they don't have anything else in stock. Sold out, right? This couch did not have a sold out tag on it. So we go up to the guys, and I go, yeah, I think I'm going to take that one in the back right there. He goes, yeah, we don't have any of those. Sold out. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, we only have that model. He's like, we're not allowed to sell the floor models. I was like, there's no sold out sign on it. He's like, yeah, sorry. I was like, just sell me that one. He's like, can't sell it to you, man. Sorry. I was like, all right, well, I'm kind of done with this place. You know, they have half of the couches with sold out signs and then half of the other couches with regular signs, but...
They're lucky they didn't get a crazy person that got really pissed off.
Correct,
at them.
Correct. But like, if it was sold out, put a sold out sign on it. I don't want to tell you how to run your business, but I don't know. Maybe put a sign on it. So I didn't end up getting that couch. We went to two more places.
You know, I gotta say, if we spent that was just one day of us looking at furniture. If we spent the entire weekend looking at couches, I would have stood there until he put a sold sign on it. Like, if I would be that, I would probably be at that pissed off at that point. But yeah, I was with you. I was so pissed.
But what came out of it was that piece of furniture sitting right there. I'm happy with it.
Which
I think
was
it looks
close
good.
To half the price. So I mean, there that.
Oh, yeah, much cheaper.
So, really reasonable. I don't know if it would work for a little bit bigger. I mean, unless you can find a piece that matches real well or something. I mean, there's plenty of things you can do. Like, I don't know. When I like a set or whatever, or like an L shape.
You like the whole thing.
Bigger. So, I mean, I think that would work well as, like, if you had a different place, like, used it, like, in a different room or something. And
that would look good in, like, a sitting room.
Or... I've even had a couch in my bedroom before. I kind of like that, too, depending on the situation.
But I like it. It's nice and modern. It's comfortable. I got some big red pillows.
Yeah.
It looks good with everything. So I was happy with the purchase. But what the fuck, man?
Yeah. Yeah, that was some bullshit.
Put a sold out sign on the damn thing.
Yeah.
You're just standing around.
Yeah. I don't know. There was a couple recliners that looked really sharp for only $500. But you end up getting this one for
you're a recliner close to
$400.
You like
that? I do like me a good recliner. But I did not buy myself a recliner. I bought an L-shaped couch, which hopefully I'll get that out of the box this week.
Yeah, let's talk about the fact that I literally went shopping in one day, bought a couch, got my old one out, put the new one together, and it's all set up and ready to go. But yeah. Seth, you have been in quarantine for 2 months now. Where is your couch?
Quarantine has not been good to my mental health.
Where's your couch?
And my my mental health and my just desire to be motivated.
Sure.
Thankfully, I've still been looking at some properties and stuff and get things done like that. And
but you are avoiding the question. Where's your couch that you purchased a while ago?
And, you know, so I've just really been slacking at getting it done. So, yes, my couch is still in a box to answer your question. To finally answer your question, yes, my couch is still in four different boxes. Okay. Four large boxes that are taking up quite a bit of my room.
What else is in a box in your place?
You know, on the plus side, though, the like less AC has to run to take up space since those boxes are taking up so much space.
You're reaching.
Oh, man.
You are reaching, my friend. You got to get your place together.
I do. I do. I got a number of pictures to hang up. So it's finally getting warm enough where I got to turn on the AC. Mm-hmm. Got up to 80 degrees the other day. And
felt good, though, right?
The heat?
Yeah.
I mean, once I'm used to it, yeah. But, I mean, I've been finally getting used to the cold weather here, you know? And then that heat just pops out of nowhere, you know? I mean, I guess it's been slowly coming up, but I mean, we had really a mild winter too. I mean, I came in late, but really
it wasn't that bad.
It was like basically hardly any snow, just a couple times. The roads really never hardly got covered at all while I was here.
No. Maybe it was you being here all winter.
February I moved back, right? Yeah, February. Maybe I brought up that warm weather from the south.
Maybe.
But it definitely will probably be a scorcher this summer.
You think so?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a weather guy.
I don't know a weather guy.
I don't know shit. So what was going to go with that? Oh yeah. So AC, I'm finally being productive. Of course, I'm very motivated to be productive because I don't want to fucking fry.
Sure.
And it's getting to, what was this, day before yesterday. No, this is Saturday, I think. So, Saturday, I'm going to set it up. It's starting to get warm. It's getting up to, like, 85, I think it did.
Yeah.
So, yeah, after I left here. And I go to take out my AC, and it's upside down. So, I flip it over, take it out, and look at the little plug-in thing. And it says, hold on a second. Do not plug in if it's been upside down. If it's been stored upside down, you have to flip it up and let it sit for at least 6 hours, 24 hours recommended.
Oh, shit.
So I can't plug in this fucker and use it for 6 hours.
So you had to store it upside down.
So I set a timer for 6 hours so I could finally turn it on. So I'm in bed just like having two fans blowing on me so I could stay somewhat. And it gets up to like 82.
At least you follow the directions, though.
Yeah, at least I didn't fuck it up because I spent $250 on that thing. But it seems like, but it works really well. It works great. Because I have it in the living room, and then
You said it doesn't go in the window though.
So it the way it goes is it's one of those inside ones, a portable one where it has the tube or whatever that runs to the window and then pushes, so it's pushing the heat out the window. I don't have it in the window. It's an inside one, and then it has a tube.
I guess I've never seen one of those before. A tube
that comes out of it and then goes to the window. So it's really nice. So it takes up some room in the house, but that's okay. And I like that I don't have to mess with having something hanging out the window because the only window I could use would be my front window.
And that would be on the porch.
And then I'd look tacky. And then plus it would be right next to me when I sit on the couch because the L will come out this way.
Yeah.
And I'll sit on the O a lot, and it would be right next to my face. So I was like, the AC makes a little bit of some noise when it's on, but totally tolerable, especially when I have surround sound system.
You won't notice.
Easily go over it. But I noticed, like, so I set it on 75 and put a fan. What I need to get probably just a couple more fans, that will really circulate it, that cool air in the entire house. Mm-hmm. And I'll be able to just, with that one unit, be able to cool down the whole place.
Easily. Your place isn't that big.
Yeah, it's really not. I think it's only about 500 square feet. But then I do have the basement. But I think, I mean,
the basement's
going to be cooler anyways.
The basement stay the basement, cool.
Right?
Yep.
But I think I'll be able to even do okay with that because I'd still like to get a hot tub down there, and it'd be nice to be able to still use a hot tub during the, if I can get it cool enough down there, I can have a hot tub down there. Mm-hmm. But I'm feeling like if I have a fan there on those stairs that I could probably pump some of that cool air down there. So it's supposed to cover 450 square feet. So that about does it for my thing.
Is your place really only 500 square feet?
I think it is. It might be even a little less than 500.
Not including the basement, though.
So it's just two small bedrooms and a living room. Living room, dining room is one room when you first walk in. Then you got a small bathroom.
See, but do you know what this place is right here?
This was like 600 something, right?
No, this is 8 something.
Yeah, my place.
This is 819.
819? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's exaggerated a little bit. That does not seem like this place could be 819.
It's 819.
Well, your living room. I think my place is basically everything but your bedroom, so that's probably about right.
You might be right.
Yeah. My whole place might be everything but your bedroom. So, yeah, I am. Trying to get set up a little bit. I've really, when Corona hit, we kind of just stopped what we're doing. My handyman, even my buddy Donnie, was even worried that he got Corona. He got tested for it, and it was back negative, so that's thankful. But since we're all on lockdown, we kind of paused everything. We just haven't been able to pick it up, there's only a few things to do. The roof and my... Or the ceiling needs to be, we got to redone the ceiling. Mm. Some of the tiles were coming down and stuff. So that's where my bedroom's going to be. But really, like, see, this will make a difference too, because that front bedroom I won't use quite a bit. So if I have a door closed, it's less area that the AC has to use.
Yeah. But,
you know, this is definitely, it's kind of fun to mess with. I mean, it's a silly thing to talk about in a podcast. I'm probably boring people, but I've always had central air. So this is kind of my first time really messing with having a wall, having a unit. So
see, growing up, we only had like the AC units in the window. And this one is the first place that we've ever had central air, or I've ever had.
This is your first place having central air? Yeah. Oh, no, at your mom's.
I don't even consider that old house to have
because she hardly central used air
because it never turned it on and it sucked. It was terrible. So we just never used it.
Fans quite a bit.
Well, they used the house fan. That big house fan that blew the air all through the house.
Did you have a wall unit in your bedroom at all downstairs?
No. Nope.
Man, I like, so your whole area was downstairs. So this place, we've talked about Tyler's mom's old place because I even lived there for a while. I lived there for a whole year. But really nice house, but it would be perfect. I might have even said this on the podcast, to turn into a duplex.
It would be perfect,
full areas. And you could easily turn that place into a duplex and then just share the garage, have one spot for each of you. As long as you don't have too many cars to park there, it would work okay. I mean, I guess you could still
get it. Got a big driveway.
Yeah. But, speaking of houses, working on buying more houses, man, definitely houses are growing quicker than they went yesterday or last year. A little bit more work to get a good deal on house. Mm-hmm. And I had one duplex that was really good shape, and I was going to get it, but I was just a little bit more than I wanted to spend. And
how much?
It was going to be $30,000 for a duplex, a little less than $30,000. I think it was $28,500, but it was just one bedroom. Still a good return on an investment, and ended up not taking the deal. It was just a little bit more than I wanted to spend, and plus it would have had to mess with a little bit with evicting somebody.
Yeah.
So I didn't feel like messing with that right now, but I definitely, with managing my, just myself, and before when I had the person that screwed me over managing, she, I mean, she was helping me stuff, but I was just basically telling her everything to do, and she did it okay. I mean, other than, of course, stealing money from me. But well, I definitely,
that's a problem.
Once I get a number of more properties, I definitely, I mean, so I'm either pulled between, do I hire someone to just work directly for me and manage it, or have a property company? But I need to do one or the other, and it definitely, probably the less stressful, even though it would take more money, would be just having a company just manage it, and I'd be completely hands off.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see as I go. I think once I had 20 houses, I definitely won't feel like messing
doing
with
it
people.
All yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Do it all myself. And then plus I'll be pulling in at that point. I should be pulling in close to 10K a month.
You shouldn't have to do it by yourself at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But I still, that's like 10% you're losing profit, but you know, out of peace, out of mind, when you're, you know, you're still, you're bringing a nice paycheck in and you're still growing. I mean, at that point too,
and you don't have to do
every couple, every few weeks, every few months, I can buy another property just from the profits from the company. So, and I'm working on, I'm supposed to get a call back today. I'm working on getting a business loan to help buy more houses. So, and I should be able to buy at least 7 houses with that loan. So I'm hoping that. It's supposed to only take a month, so, and we're in the, we're getting close to a month, but it's taking a little bit longer because they've been busy, but hopefully that goes through, and that will be exciting too.
That'd be cool.
For a business loan. So,
well, I hope none of that happens for you.
Oh, thanks, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Right,
no problem.
That's it. Then your freaking coffee house, whenever it happened, that I don't know, man, I'll be ready to pull the trigger on that when you're ready. I feel like in the next few years, that'd be pretty awesome. That's definitely something I've always wanted to do. So we've talked about this on the podcast before because Tyler wants to have a coffee house. And then after, at about, I'd say 7 p.m., turn it into a bar.
I'll do the coffee portion. You wake up at 6 p.m., you take over the bar.
I'll hire somebody to take over the bar.
Like, right, I'll hire somebody to do it.
And we, I mean, I don't know if you're still open that, but we'd have a, like to have a nice place where it's like a apartment above it or whatever. And then
you mentioned
interest in wanting to just live above it. I mean, I wouldn't mind living that close to my work. That'd be fine with me too.
That'd
be
awesome.
If there was a couple apartments, I would take the other one because if they're nice, I love those downtown areas.
Yep.
In fact, we just drove through a really nice downtown area the other day. One of my favorite spots, southwest Toledo.
You're thinking
really close to the lake.
You're thinking of Maumee, right?
Yeah, the like downtown Maumee area.
Yeah.
Really nice. Because I even mentioned it when we were going. Like, this is such a nice little downtown area.
That's where like the cigar fair and the one pizza place that we were going to go to is at.
Yeah, there's even another one near railroad tracks just west of Rossford. There's another little downtown area that's really sharp through there. And there's like railroad tracks that run right through the middle of it. And it's really close to the river, of course. Of course, everything over there.
Everything's close to the river.
And then, because I'm not even sure if that's a separate little town, but there's a, Toledo is surrounded by a number of nice little communities. Yeah. And then you got the, you know, crappy Toledo.
Then you got
with
you,
its overpriced water, and
then you got your deck of the woods.
Ridiculously taxes when it comes to which, I experienced that firsthand. Definitely after January when I had to pay out so much in taxes, I realized okay, I need to set aside money every month because that took all my money that month, like that was coming in to pay the taxes on the properties. It was like compared to the property tax. The value of my duplex is like 10 times as much back in Arkansas for the property I own, the duplex I own.
Mm-hmm.
And one of these properties over here, the taxes are the same.
Wow.
It's ridiculous how high the taxes are here. It's ridiculous. Fucking Toledo,
it's man. Taxes, man. You got to pay your taxes.
Oh, my gosh.
Got to pay your taxes.
Well, yeah, you got to pay them. But, I mean, it does seem like that money is being spent very well, too, when the town is still pretty rough.
What are you talking about? It looks beautiful. Pluto. It looks beautiful. There's no place better. No place better.
I guess it's a lot different though too when it's a blue collar. I mean, that's
don't you like my hair?
That's Northwest Arkansas where you got Walmart and jobs are so abundant. I think there was almost millionaires per capita in that area at one point, if not still, just because of Walmart and Tyson and all the places. Mm. But rich. Plenty of rich people.
Rich bitches.
Yeah. But yeah. So Tyler, what is new with you, man? I've been talking my ear off.
Look at my hair. That's what's
happening. Yeah. I was going to open with that about we got Shaggy and
who are you?
I guess I'm Shaggy. I don't know. I'm some curly haired motherfucker. My hair's just out of control. And you're like Kurt Cobain over there. Like come back to life. Your hair is out of control, dude.
It's not time to cut it yet. It's not time.
I'm surprised you didn't walk on that water yesterday, walk in the water pool.
Yeah, we went
swimming. You pulled that hair out and...
Well, I went swimming yesterday. You didn't go swimming.
I didn't bring my swim trunks.
Yeah. Dude, how was it just like being around everybody again?
Oh, dude, it was so nice. So yeah, so yesterday was Memorial Day. It was the first time around a family.
Yep.
Tyler's been working like crazy. We stopped doing Sundays. We've talked about this. Sunday we all get together. And have a dinner at Nan and Poopa's, which is my aunt, uncle, Tyler's grandparents. We have dinner there
every Sunday.
And 2 months now, two plus months, we haven't seen them at all. And I don't know about you, but Nan and Poopa, I did not see at all for 2 months. I don't know if you ever got down there at all.
No, I haven't seen
Okay, them. So you're in the same boat. That was the first time you've seen them in 2 months.
Well, so
that's probably the most you've ever in your entire life gone now without seeing them.
Probably.
That's crazy. Yeah.
But like, so I went there. I went there on Saturday.
Oh, you went there Saturday?
I went there Saturday because, or no, it was Sunday. I went there Sunday.
Right.
I forgot because
right.
Monday was technically a holiday. Yeah,
because finally opened church back up.
Yeah, they opened church back up. But I went there Sunday and I didn't end up going to church. I just went straight to Nana's. But,
you guys have a little dinner?
They were already eating.
Oh, really?
When I got there. But like I brought the bitch. I brought Nala. Just because I wanted her to go out, you know.
Yeah.
Experience a little bit of the world again because she's been locked down too. And we both went and I took her around backyard to do her thing before we went inside. You know, it was just weird like being there again.
If you don't know who Nala is, check her Instagram. There's a really cute picture of her.
Check the Instagram. But it was like weird being there. Like it was weird being in the backyard, just like,
yeah.
And like Poopa's tearing down the deck and building a new deck right now.
Oh, it looks great.
It looks great. It looks phenomenal. But I'm like, oh my goodness, this is so weird. I haven't been here in 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I get up on the deck and Nala's like sniffing around and Nana comes out the back door. She's like, oh my goodness. She's like, I can't wait any longer. I want to give my grandson a hug. And she's like, you look so skinny. You're not eating anything. And I was like, no, I'm eating. Don't worry. She's like, we're eating right now. Do you want hamburgers? First thing offered to me is food. So felt good. Sat her on the table with them and Melissa, Aunt Mee, and Maddie. And we had hamburgers and talked for like the first time in 2 months. So
felt good. Maddie and... live next door. They've been spoiled the last 2 months.
Yeah.
They basically got quarantined together because they're right next to each other.
Yeah. They still got all the home cooking. Like,
yeah.
All that good stuff. But yeah, it felt good.
Yeah, it was good. We had fish yesterday.
Yep. Fish fry.
Fish fry. Fresh. Just like, we ate it as she was frying it. It was amazing.
It was good stuff.
Very good. I really enjoyed it. And then, what is it? The cupcakes.
Linda.
Linda. Yes. That is
Aunt Mee's husband's mother. So her mother-in-law.
Right, mother-in-law. Okay, that's what I thought. You, the way you said it confused me because I. Yeah,
it's her mother-in-law.
Dave's mom.
Yes.
Dave's mom. Okay, that's what I was gonna say, and then you threw Dave's me. Mom. Well, until you say Aunt Mee, and I'm like, oh, yeah, Aunt Mee's.
We took different paths, but we got to the same point.
Same point. Yeah. But yeah, and she's a sweetheart. And she made she had these cupcakes where she said were frozen, mm-hmm. and then she just and they tasted amazing. Fresh as fuck, and I ate way too many of them. I probably ate five of those things.
Do you want one right
and
now?
I took got an, one. Oh, dude, yes. I got three more at the house, yeah. which I've pretty much gotten rid of any insects or in, I had roaches a little bit at the place and stuff because the place was so bit messy. But I did have I want the yellow one, please. I already know exactly what it looked like. The yellow one is the one that has, white inside or whatever, and this one is amazing. Oh my gosh, thank you.
All right, Linda, this is for you.
Oh my gosh, Linda, keep the cupcakes coming. And it's so funny too because I was even just telling everybody that I was craving cake.
You said
and not
cake.
Just cake in particular, not just cake, but like wedding cake.
Yeah,
and this is similar to it.
Same
this
thing.
Is like it's usually like a white cake of some sort. Mm-hmm. And oh my gosh, cheers. Oh, I can't believe these were frozen.
Yeah, dude.
These were frozen.
Frozen.
Oh, my gosh. These cupcakes are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So tasty. So,
she's so good at baking things.
Oh, my gosh.
So good. Dead space. What are you going to do? It's cupcakes.
Makes me think. I was like, I almost like if she likes, she like she seems to love baking. I was like, I wonder if she would take a recommendation. I was like, I would love some kind of like Oreo cake of some sort or like Oreo cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, oh so good. But yeah, I've been craving cake for the past couple months. The entire time I've been in.
So you got more lockdown. At home, right?
Yes, dude. I tried two different ones, and then the third one, I tried this one. I tried a chocolate one, and then it was good. But then the white one, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I was like, I knew exactly which one it was because they all have yellow on the top. And I got three more at the house, and hopefully, I mean, I didn't have them a lid on them, so hopefully they're okay.
What'd you
they
get might them in?
Dried out a little bit, huh?
What'd you put them in?
I just put them on a little plate.
Mm-hmm.
So, they might dry out a little bit since it's been 24 hours, but I don't know.
Couldn't you? This might be weird.
I don't know, it's in the same room as the AC, so the AC is probably keeping it cool, maybe. I don't know.
No, you're probably right. Maybe.
Maybe.
But my other thought was, like, I've never done this before. Could you put it in the microwave?
Yeah, which I haven't bought a microwave yet. I need to buy a microwave. But, okay, so... Probably the last time we had a podcast. So we're finally back, guys. We're finally back. It's been a month. We're gonna start pumping out two podcasts a week, get back to a regular thing, work on growing this podcast, which we love. And we definitely weren't gone because we didn't love doing the podcast. Tyler has been...
I'm kidding.
Tyler gave me a weird look that confused me.
Okay.
Like, yes, Tyler, you love the podcast. Gosh, damn it. We love the podcast and we would love to just do it as our regular job at some point. I mean, I wish we'd get found like the Call Her Daddy girls.
I mean, eventually.
We wouldn't come after each other like they did.
Eventually. We'll get there.
We'll get there.
Gotta keep
going. And they made 70, right off the bat, they made 75,000 each
a
year.
Crazy, right?
Like, that's great money. And then they, because they were doing so well, it went up to like, several hundred thousand a year, and then like their new deal was like $500,000 plus a bunch of other kick, and they ended up turning on each other and not wanting the deal and trying to screw over the people that made them popular. Like, it's crazy. It's a horrible deal. Like, you go check it out on YouTube.
But not us, guys. Not us.
We say that now.
Yeah.
But then cut to 5 years later, and they're like multimillionaires. And yeah. Like,
I'm taking all the money under the table. What the fuck?
But no, I feel like we would. Well, helps too that we're family. That I would say, but we're decent people. We're good guys. We're good guys.
But yeah,
I see that now. We haven't made it big. We don't know if we ever will. The percentage chance of us making big is low, but
we don't know what it'll do to us.
But hey, I would be happy for a solid few thousand listeners. I mean, that's the first step. Is that 1,000 mark?
You're just settling,
and we're probably at a few hundred right now. I'm hoping. I say hope. So. finally, we switched over to a different, what was it, provider?
It's a hosting site.
Hosting site. Mm-hmm. And we'll get better statistics and know and get a good idea where all the listeners are coming for. And then from there, we're going to work on advertising and get ourselves out there even more. Mm-hmm. But I'm said all that to say we're back. We're going to be getting back to two podcasts a week. We love it. We love you guys. We love your feedback. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram and everything. Yeah,
we haven't done anything because I haven't had a life.
Yeah.
Still don't really have a life.
Yeah. The big reason we haven't done the reason we haven't done the podcast is Tyler's been working 7 days a week.
Yeah, 7 days, 12-hour days.
7 days a week. But which...
I don't have breaks.
Which mostly that's gone away, but even I think we're going to be able to work around it even if we're going to just... We came up with a schedule where like it should work okay for him, but hopefully after this week you're gonna
should be back to
get off a day or two.
5 days, 5 days should be back down to 5 days.
That'll be nice, but yeah. So that's why it's been a month since we've done a podcast because Tyler's been working his ass off. You know,
I was working. Well, I still am. I work, I eat, and I sleep. I don't consume. It's weird, but like. I haven't consumed enough calories every single day. I burn more than I eat right now.
I didn't even think about it. I guess you have lost some weight, huh?
I guess. I don't have time to eat. I get home and I'm like, I want to go to bed. That's about it. And then I wake up 2 days later and I'm thinking, oh my God, I have not eaten anything.
That was brutal. Part of my only entertainment was eating and lots of YouTube. I've definitely watched plenty of YouTube shows.
Yeah, so
Netflix.
You've been doing a lot of cooking now, huh?
The first month, all I ate was Uber Eats.
How much did you spend?
I probably spent over $1,000 a month. So that was what? One whole month, I probably spent $1,000 to $1,200 on food. And
this is eating out. Like, this is takeout food.
Yeah. And I finally was like, dude, for one reason, I'm spending way too much money. Another reason, I'm so sick of takeout food. Mm-hmm. I'm sick of it. Okay. I've tried all these different places.
So what was
I'm
your
sick
what was your go to? That's a lot of times getting takeout food. What was your go to
for breakfast? I'd get a coffee, an omelet, hash browns.
That seems fine. From where?
Which wasn't a bad price. I mean, a lot of times IHOP or IHOP was the main one. And then I get a lot of pizzas takeout, pasta.
That stuff's not good for you.
Yeah, yeah. Dinner was my big kicker for sure. But then that added up. I was spending probably anywhere from 25 to 50 bucks a day.
Damn.
And yeah, that added up pretty. Yeah, so saying I spent 1,200 is easy to say. And so I finally I was like, dang it, I got to cook for myself. I don't have an oven. That big reason I wasn't cooking at the house because we were in the process of fixing my place, so I don't have an oven. I just have a fridge. I had nothing, no way of cooking. So I got me a little a stovetop.
George Foreman?
Well, that helped. I borrowed yours, George Foreman.
Yeah, you still have my new one, right?
I still have your George used.
You still have my new one.
I still have your used George Foreman.
No, hold up. Let me explain this for a second. Seth has his own George Foreman grill, but
I bought it after I borrowed yours.
But he borrowed mine, and he's only been using mine, so he has a brand new one sitting at home. So it's only fair that I get the brand new one.
Mine is twice as big.
So you still have my George Foreman in a box, okay?
So mine's like twice the size of your little fucking thing.
Then use it, bro.
I'm talking shit about it, and I freaking love that thing. The best fucking invention ever, man. George Foreman hit the jackpot when he took that deal.
It's a good invention, right?
It's a fantastic invention.
Doc's scratching the shit out of herself.
Yeah. So I just got a little cooker. What do you call it? Just a little pan cooker.
Is it a hot plate?
Not a hot plate, okay. But it just has a plug on the side, has a lid.
Does it have a stovetop like thing on
it? No. It's just like a pan, and then it heats up. It has like a thing that plugs in the side.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it has a lid for it.
Yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about.
And I've literally been cooking all my dinner on that. And the little George Foreman grill.
My George Foreman grill
holds like two burgers, which I'll probably
two burgers. I mean, that's cutting it close, maybe.
Yeah, well, it's two medium-sized burgers.
Okay, medium-sized burgers.
Medium-sized burgers.
Mine's, in fact, it's pretty small.
I usually take a pound of meat, the little roll, and split it into three burgers. So I have like a third pound burgers with a good amount of cheese. Cook them medium. Have the certain kind of seasoning that I love to use, a hamburger seasoning. Forget the brand.
You're gonna have to bring me my new George Foreman grill because I've got burgers in there that I need to cook.
So, anyways, you're okay. Yeah, I'll clean it up real nice.
I need to cook those burgers.
I just paint it and bring it back over. Like, look, you're brand new.
Brand new. It was cheap though. It was only $6.
You know what's funny? Mine. I thought I was getting a good deal. I bought on eBay. I get it in the mail. And it has a Home Depot on it. It like came from somebody listed it on eBay and then bought it off of Home Depot and had it sent directly because it was, and they were able to make like, what? I think $9-$10 on it, maybe even just a little bit more because it was cheaper on Home Depot. So they bought it off Home Depot and had it sent to my house from the money that I sent them. I'm like, damn it, I should have just bought it from Home Depot because it was cheaper.
Cut out the middle.
But it was like, that's a clever way to do it. That's a perfect example of like drop shipping or whatever. I don't think that's usually how they do it, that stuff, but
what is
they,
it called?
Drop shipping, where like they only buy something when they sell it and then just send it to that person or whatever. I don't know how that all is.
Oh, okay.
Like, it seems like more people are making money off of the idea of selling people online than people are getting rich from selling stuff online.
Yeah, so it would be like an object that you're selling. You don't actually have the object.
Yeah.
They pay you. They buy it from you. You order it online and send it to their address. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, I just grabbed that because I wanted to grab... Okay, I could have got one of those little burners, but I'm going to have an oven. What am I going to do with that once I have an oven? I bought a little crock pot, or whatever, not a crock pot. It's basically like a crock pot, but not deep.
Yeah.
And then, so I was able to cook anything. I even cooked a pizza in that, which...
Did you really?
It didn't work as well, but it cooked...
cook pizzas.
No, you're not. But, I mean, I was able to do it.
Interesting.
It worked okay, but I only did it that first a couple times, and then... I kind of just didn't feel like it felt weird not cooking in the oven. But I've cooked a lot of burgers and the funny part is what I was trying to get to say and wrap it up is that for the last month I've been not getting carry out food because I'm just so sick of it. And probably the big reason that I was able to stop myself from not getting carry out was because I was just so sick of carry out food.
Yeah.
And this is probably the most I've cooked ever.
That's good though.
Like a solid month of cooking, and then like steak, I marinate my steak in Worcestershire sauce with seasoning for at least 24 hours, and I've had steak the last few nights.
Steak is so good.
Oh yeah, I told Tyler like that next time I'm cooking, I'm gonna bring some marinated steaks over and we'll cook them on the George Foreman on my new one.
Yeah, that's still in the box. You gotta bring that shit over.
Painted George Foreman.
You gotta bring that shit over, man.
I wouldn't do that if it was the same size, but mine.
Listen, the little one's working for you. I think you should just keep it. I think it works great.
I'm going to keep my overpriced Home Depot George Foreman.
Yeah, you got ripped at that one.
Yeah, I did. So I've been cooking like crazy. What else? Oh, tacos. I'll do cook up chicken, slice up chicken breast, cook the chicken, season up pretty good, and put it in tacos, salsa, cut up onions, sour cream.
That sounds good.
Yeah. And so, yeah. And I've gotten, in the last month, finally my favorite little restaurant, I've gotten carry out once from them. And it was Philly cheesesteak, and that's the only time.
Is that the place right down the street from you?
Yeah, they finally opened up. They were closed that for the last 2 months. Mm-hmm. So I was really craving a Philly cheesesteak, so I got that there. But yeah.
See, I know that the only thing I've had time to cook is frozen pizzas and eggs. That's about it.
I love eggs. I left that out. Dinner, always eating eggs. Mm-hmm. Eggs or lunch. Sorry, breakfast.
Lunch. Breakfast, eggs.
Breakfast,
yeah. Shit's good for you, dude. Some protein.
Love me some eggs and toast.
Yeah, let's...
eggs and wheat toast.
Let's do bring this up before we you know, close off this episode here. Seth, you had a heat stroke on Saturday. What happened?
What are you talking about, a heat stroke?
You had a heat stroke in my living room on Saturday.
That was mostly me just tired and exaggerating the heat. But it was fucking hot in here.
It was not that hot.
Motherfucker, you had 80 degrees in here. It was 75.
It was 75.
It felt like 80, which is so funny. At my place, like, it doesn't feel like 80. Of course, I have the AC on so I can just walk in front of the AC. Mm-hmm. But dude, it's fucking hot.
It here. Was not.
It was so hot.
Seth spent the whole day shopping with me. Yeah. He got back to my place. And he stripped down into his underwear. He thought that was a good idea for whatever reason. All my windows are open. All my blinds are open.
I don't give a shit,
Seth,
dude.
You can't walk around in your underwear right now,
dude.
It was dick hang out. It was not that
fucking
hot.
Frying, man. It was hot to me. I'm twice as big as you, dude. Weight you lost, I'm probably close to twice as big as you.
I want to know how much I weigh now. I actually don't have a scale.
What, 150 do you weigh?
I used to be 155.
So yeah, I bet you're under 150 now.
I wonder. I need to weigh myself.
Holy shit, then I am probably close to twice as big as you because I weighed about 180 last time I weighed myself.
Really?
Or 280, I mean.
280?
Yeah. I wish I was 180. 180? That's where I should be.
I was going to say you're lying if you said 180.
But I need to get more active. I was like trying to...
Now's the time, dude. It's summer.
Hey, man, every time we go... Sundays, man, you should get me outside. Let's just throw the frisbee or something, man. I want to... But, you know, I want to start trying to walk and stuff and... Definitely need to move to a nicer neighborhood where I feel comfortable.
Yeah, you feel comfortable walking outside. Like this.
Probably, I mean, I've had
like this area, so. Like walking around in my apartment complex, I've never felt more safe in my life, dude. Like, it's such a nice little area.
Yeah, it's a nice little area.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to work on buying a nicer long term house at some point, too. Mm-hmm. Then. But, I mean, I like my house, but it's definitely in a rougher area. But, I mean,
it is.
Of course, me, I'll come up with an excuse not to go for a walk. But I don't know. A bicycle would be good
you
to
need
get
a bike.
Bicycle.
You need a bike.
I do like biking.
It's easier.
I mean, because I could just bike little ways and I'd be in a decent area. I mean, the University of Ohio, I would say, is pretty safe. And that's only a mile away from me.
What are you talking about? University of Ohio.
I'm sorry. Toledo. University of Toledo. Okay, that's what I thought. It's only 1 mile from me.
Yeah, you're very close.
Close to there. Yes, I just need to get more active. I mean, it's going to help. Just keep on, hopefully I can stay motivated to keep on cooking for myself. I need to not eat as much burger. I mean, burger and steak, that's not as good for me as
that's
like
not terrible.
The worst thing. Mashed potatoes will kill me. Probably mashed potatoes, too much bread.
Stay away from the wheat.
White's not good for you, right?
No, like just wheat in general, bread.
Grains. Yeah. But yeah, so, well, guys, we're back. So
feels good, right?
If you're not subscribed to us, please subscribe to us. Follow us on Instagram. Tyler, where can we find you?
Well, I have no social media presence whatsoever right now, but you can check out my social media, TLuns5, Twitter and Instagram. I look forward to pumping these out on our new platform. We are on Anchor now.
Mm-hmm.
Make things just so much easier.
Yeah. Good platform. We can get all our stats where it's coming. I mean, we're still on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify.
We're on everything.
We're on everything. But we're able to get good stats, and then you don't have to pay. Definitely recommend Anchor. I mean, I think
now we don't have to pay.
We can make an ad now. We need to make an ad. We're probably about to.
Yeah, sorry. You're gonna. You'll start getting ads from us. I'm sorry.
So hey, for every I think we get like $15 every time we get 1,000. Listens or something like that.
Know. We'll figure it out.
We've got to work up toward that 1,000 downloads. That's the goal, man. That's the grind.
Help us get there, folks.
Yes, guys. We need to do a giveaway here at some point for people putting our name out there and sharing our Instagram, stuff like that. But guys, thank you for listening. Keep on doing that.
Damn, Seth. I apologize, everybody. He's He's a little rusty on the outro.
I was about to almost say, I feel like I was going to say part of your outro.
Just let him get the hang of things. We'll get back in the groove here.
I need a couple more of these monsters. You know, just blow my heart up. Might as well.
Those things will kill you, dude. Those things will kill you. But that's all I got. Seth.
Yeah, boy.
Feels good to be back.
We're back, guys.
Do you want the last cupcake? Or?
No, you can have it if you want.
No, I will give that to you.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy. That is my gift to you.
Nice of you.
And just remember, keep your clothes on.
Unless you're really hot.
It's not that hot outside. Everything will be okay. Summer is starting. We love you, fuckers. Have a great week.